In the histopathology of the congenital epidermal nevi, usually the changes are present in the epidermis and in the dermis. In the epidermis, either it is very thickened, showing hyperkeratosis and papillomatosis, or it may be normal with main changes present in the dermis. We just have to focus the type of predominant component which is present, and then we are going to label it as this, that specific type of congenital epidermal nevus. For example, if we are talking about the sebaceous nevus, then there will be increased number of the sebaceous glands present. If the epidermal component is very, very thick, then we'll say that it is keratinocytic or follicular or ecrine or apicrine, depending upon the component that is predominantly increased in size and appearance. If there is an inflammatory component predominantly present, for example, in case of ILVEN, that is inflammatory linear verrucous epidermal nevus, in which clinically we see that there is an verrucous growth in a specific part of the body, either present linearly following blascolinear lines, the biopsy will show a predominant inflammatory component, then we will label it as ILVEN. Or if the inflammatory component is lacking, then we will call it simply verrucous epidermal nevus. So we have to confirm it histopathologically to exactly label the disease. Secondly, histopathological features may vary with the patient's age as well. For example, when we are talking about sebaceous nevi and the biopsy is taken in a younger age, then the epidermis may remain flat and the dermis may show immature rudimentary hair follicles associated with small sebaceous glands, but the same structures will increase in size and number after the puberty, and the lesions then become more prominent with a particular increase in size of sebaceous gland. In case of epidermolytic nevi, which are associated with KRT1 or KRT10 mutation, presence or absence of epidermolysis will be seen on histopathological analysis.